Hey, welcome everybody. It's time once again for another episode of the Pedago Podcast. The one show, the only show that shows you the entrepreneurs behind the e-bike revolution. And all the love stories of those just riding along. As today, we have another amazing journey to talk about. A man who went from being a pro golfer, yes, you heard me right, a pro golfer to being a Pedago dealer. We have with us Brian Newman. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for riding along today here. It isn't often we get to talk to pro golfers, even former pro golfers, much less ones who've turned into Pedago dealers. How did you make that jump from the pro golf tour to being a Pedago dealer?
It was totally by accident. I had a mutual friend that's quite good friends with Greg Hirsch, which is one of the big-time owners of Pedago. And I got invited to play golf as the fourth to fill in, and Greg's a member at a nice golf club in L.A., and I got connected with them, and coincidentally enough, was myself and the person that invited me and Greg and his guest, which was Tom Bach, and I believe you've done a show with Tom as
we
well.
We have, yeah.
And so if you're 55 years or older, you can take a golf course. If you're 54 years or younger, you have to walk the golf course. And so Tom and I both had to walk. So I had 4 hours to pick Tom's brain, and then he picked my brain about my career. Tom's a big-time golfer, very, very much in love with the game. And I asked some questions, and at the end of the round, he kind of pitched me on the idea of becoming a dealer, which was interesting because I didn't have any mindset to do that. But Greg was quite smart in that regard, and he said, hey, I think you'd be a great dealer for us, and we have a great territory that we're just looking for the right person, and we think you're the guy. I said, very kind of you to assume I'm the guy, but I know nothing about business, and I don't own a bike.
Two little problems there. Yeah, right.
Yeah. And I said, whatever money I do have, I'm not sure I'd want to invest it in a electric bicycle company, because in 2015, it was still a little bit taboo. I know Pedago's been out since 2008, but there's a lot of people that still didn't know what the product was.
Absolutely.
And I was one of them. And I was very, very reluctant to consider riding one because I was still, you know, my lower 30s in decent shape and felt like maybe I didn't need the electric bike.
Sure.
And I think that's why I'm able to communicate with our customers so well, because I get a lot of naysayers that come in, and I was exactly that person. So I'm able to, you know, have a very good rapport with them. Like, hey, I understand where you're coming from. Not only was I that exact person, but now I'm the biggest sucker of them all because we own four stores.
All right. So let's talk about that epiphany, that moment that you moved from being a skeptic, a doubting Thomas, to a true believer. Was it just getting on a bike, or did you have to ride around and see what others are doing?
So just that simple. I mean, I rode one, and instantly what my misconception of was it, and if you've ever seen the movie Back to the Future and the DeLorean and Doc Brown,
yeah,
I was under the assumption that this bike was the DeLorean. It just didn't make any sense to me. And so after riding it, I had a complete 180. The total opposite of what I thought it was. It ended up being the sake. And so I instantly was like, I need these, and I don't just need these. Like, my wife needs one, and we need to go on places, trips and whatnot that revolve around these bikes. And I went from being, no way am I riding this, to 10 minutes after riding it saying, I have to have it. It's not uncommon that we see that, too. So
what is it? I ask everybody the same question because I hear the same answer over and over again. Is it just you're outdoors again and you've got some pedal assist to get over the humps and the hills? Is it the social aspect of it? Or is it that Don just says, it's just fun?
You know, I would collectively say it's everything because I'm an active individual. I like being outdoors. I clearly live in the Palm Springs area, La Quinta, where it gets hot, but we have a 12-month season. I'm not stuck inside, you know, avoiding the snow. And so we're always looking for some additional new way to experience where we're at. And the Pedago kind of was the one thing that opened that door for me and allowed me to have that luxury.
Now, how do you move from golf, though? This has been your whole life. How do you let go of that and take a leap of faith into business of any kind, much less a business that was still kind of new and emerging and not sure it's where it's going to go?
So Greg Hirsch and Tom Bach were extremely smart salespeople. They were smarter than me, and they had pitched me on the idea of, hey, you don't need to quit your career with golf, but wouldn't it be nice to have something local, something set in stone and supplemental to help you with income?
There you go.
And I thought, if I love this bike in a 10-minute bike ride and I instantly want them, why wouldn't everybody if they just had a chance to ride it?
Yeah.
And I felt like it might be quite easy. to be able to have a store open, hire staff, train them and whatnot. Collectively, Tom and Greg are, like I said, a lot smarter than me. and they knew that my personality would not lend to that, to where I could do 50% here and 50% in golf.
Just sort of a half effort on both here.
Yeah, because I don't think anybody that would have true success, especially the success that we've had over the last 6 years with Pedigo, if I was really only doing it 50%. Mm-hmm. And as you would imagine, as a pro golfer, you would never really become that great and never get to that level if you only put in 50%. So when I was kind of forced to do 50-50 or 60-40, I come to the realization that maybe that wasn't the safest and smartest option. So I transitioned into Pedigo full time because we were such quick growth.
Now, I hope I don't offend you, but, you know, where were you at in the tour? I mean, was this towards the end of your career? Was it still active and you have high hopes? Were you hurt? Were you any other factors into this thing here?
Yeah, so I know you've spoke with John and from McDowell Mountain.
Yes,
and
he's
a close friend of mine. And he kind of got plagued by some injuries towards the end of his career. And I, in that case, was the total opposite. At the time that I got pitched on this, I had my European Tour card. I had access to playing at, in my opinion, the second, if not third best tour in the world. And although I loved what I did and I loved the competition, I'm a California guy that has to go to every tiny little country on the map in Europe that's never been anywhere. And it was somewhat cumbersome for the sake of travel. I didn't travel with family. I was gone for long periods of time, 9, 10, 11 months without seeing family. So the idea of if I did transition away from golf, that I might be able to be around family and still maybe get some competition in the United States was quite intriguing. And so when I completely jumped ship and went Pedigo full time, it's hard to believe, but I was at the highest level that I had ever been at.
Amazing.
Yeah, which is kind of interesting. Now, I still compete on quite a regular basis. I know John's, with his injuries, has spent less time competing. I'm still fortunate that I do compete and I'm able to scratch the itch, but I'm 100% a pedagogue. So that's just what I do and I love it.
And that's why I asked the question, because it makes the leap that much more amazing. You know, John had to pivot into something here. He's having injuries. That's clear the career is coming to an end here. Not because he wants to, but because he's being forced to. But in your case, that's not the case. You had a real choice to make, a game that you loved and to dedicate it, and a bike you rode for 10 minutes that you fell in love with. That's like two loves, and you got to pick which one, the one I've known since I was a child and the one I just fell in love with. That's a big statement.
If you would have told me in 2014 that I, in 2021, would own 4 Pedigo stores and not be a professional golfer, I would have told you were on the most amazing drug you'd ever been on and that you were hallucinating. So yeah, the transition is just as much of a shock to me as anything. I didn't know that I loved electric bikes until I rode one. And now it's, you know, besides my family and it's probably one of my biggest loves.
I think you are on one of the most amazing drugs I've ever heard of. It's called a Pedigo bike. Everybody I talk to, I keep trying to say, explain this to me. Tell me how in 10 minutes you're addicted. Got to have it. And everybody just says, try it and you'll know it. So maybe it's that simple. I think part of the power of the Pedigo business model is that they let people try it. Talk about that. That try before you buy. That rent it. Just take it out and see what you think.
Yeah. So in the industry, we call it Bob's. It's butts on bikes.
Butts on bikes. That's that simple.
and literally, it's the same thing, right? Like, I don't foresee myself to be a salesperson. Obviously, over 6 years of success with this, it is definitely, I could be considered a salesperson, but I still to this day don't find myself to be that.
Yeah.
And I think it's because I don't want to be sold in a way that a car dealership or other places will try to force you. And as you said, you know, being able to have access to try something before you buy it is quite influencing. So for our sake, if we're willing to allow someone to operate our product or experience it before they even give us a credit card or anything, clearly we're just as in love with the product and quite happy to know that it's not going to break and that it's the highest quality. And Don and Tom and Greg and everyone else at the high level in Pedigo have done such a good job to create the quality that I'm not a salesperson selling steak knives door to door.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I don't have to tell them I have the sharpest knife. And yes, we can sit there and cut up some real soft fruit to prove it. Right? In this case,
I love that analogy.
This is, it's not an infomercial. it's 100% a bicycle that is enjoyable, it's durable, and you can use it for so many different purposes. And that try before you buy thing has been huge for us.
Well, I think that's a big part of their success, as is the fact that they have dealers. Now, here's another thing that amazes me. They say you should do this, and you're like, come on, are you nuts? I'm a pro golfer. And then it's the seed starts sprouting, and then you try one, and now, hey, I'm kind of into this. I'm a lot into this. What makes you go from one to four? That's even a bigger commitment here. That says something. This hunch they had and this instinct you had to ride along, it's really working out.
Yeah, so you start to see the success. And as a non-business owner prior to, I mean, I managed my own golf career, and technically I was in business for myself,
sure,
which I still currently am. But, you know, you had to acquire funding from private investors and sponsorships. And all I was selling at that level was my potential.
Right.
I couldn't guarantee a win. I couldn't guarantee longevity of a career. I could just hopefully not come off as a total idiot or a jerk or an over money hungry, you know, individual. Right. And you sell your potential. And in this particular business, I've come to realize that I don't have to sell my potential. I have to offer a good experience, which is what I can control. But I've done my due diligence to make sure that I'm selling the bike that sells itself. I'm not having to convince somebody to buy the lower quality, lower price, less efficient bike. I am giving them the avenue of having success. And as long as I'm not, like I said, a total jerk about it, I'm going to have success. So these things do sell themselves. I'm literally just a mediator of it.
So aw shucks about it. But they tell me that you're the number one dealer, if not the number one, one of the top dealers in the country now here. And your friend over in Scottsdale area, he says he's the man. And I love when we talked about this before. I said, are we going to go there? He said, well, as long as somebody else says I'm the man, I'm okay. But no, you know, if I'm that successful, I don't have to go around and tell the whole world. I think the success speaks for itself. And just as you think, the bike speaks for itself.
Yeah. You know, we started to see some success early, and I realized, okay, I've achieved that success. How can I grow on that? And I think I just take that from my previous career with golf. And I know John had similar, you know, setups. We're both competitive individuals. But when push comes to shove, the only opponent that you have in golf or in business, in most cases, especially if it's a privately owned business, it's your own, you know, brick and mortar,
that's
you're competing
truth.
Against
yeah.
yourself,
yeah.
right? So I set extremely high standards. I try to innovate ideas. I'm sure that I've probably come up with a handful of really cool ideas or innovations that I've passed along to Pedego, but they have implemented these ideas. I couldn't even remember half of them if you asked me, because I feel like I'm having a conversation when I speak with Don. And every time I call him, I say, hey, Don, I got an idea. And he goes, okay, I love your ideas. Let's hear it. And sometimes they're probably a little wacky, and he's got to rein me in because he understands it a little more than I. But maybe I'm kind of the idea guy, and clearly they have the ability to put ideas in motion, and they do a great job of creating their own ideas, and they listen to all their dealers. So the fact that I'm able to throw something out and see if it sticks, and then when it does stick and I do have success when I do it,
yeah.
you know, it helps a lot of the other dealers with trying to innovate their own ideas. And so it's to my benefit, as well as every other Pedego dealer in this country, to have every Pedego store be successful. None of them are a competitor to me. They help my business grow by creating more awareness.
Absolutely. Creates a network. People have talked about how they're comfortable if they move from city to city or go on vacation from place to place. There's somebody there they can stop in and see, understands the product, will service the product, take care of the product. They're not alone. Too many other products these days, you buy it, you're alone. It's yours. Good luck. Well, I think it's more than good luck that has brought you this success. Talk quickly about some of the crazy things you come up with, some of the ideas, or even some of the ones you supported. Everybody's laughing beforehand that yours was the first store when they bought this big, what do they call it, the fun bus or whatever here. They brought it out to your store, and you were one of the people saying, come on, Don, let's do this. Quit thinking about it. Just do it here. And he did.
Yeah. So what that ultimately created was I have an 8-month season, which every store has their stereotypical season.
Sure.
And if anybody that's been to Palm Springs, it's hot. It's like being on the surface of the sun for 4 months. And
right.
I spend a lot of money on air conditioning, and I sit inside and I cross my fingers someone's going to walk through the door. And no matter how much money I spend on advertisement, I can't convince them to go outside.
Yeah.
So I realized as a new business owner that I would do quite well for 8 months, but then I would bleed off a portion of that to cover the losses of my off season.
Right.
So I didn't love that idea. So I created a mobile store, and that mobile store, at the time, we were the 50th dealer in 2015. we created a mobile store, and I sought out areas where there was no coverage for pedagogues, where I didn't have to encroach on another dealer's territory, but at the same point, I could still sell products and be able to maybe enhance the brand. That's grown from me taking a white van, which, you know, clearly is not all that inducive to getting people, making people feel comfortable.
Yeah, right. He just shows up with a no-name van. Yeah.
And I had a 6-foot U-Haul trailer, and I would take about 30 bikes, and I'd hit the road, and I'd go to these places and set up private events that I scheduled. And I'm the guy selling bikes out of the back of my van.
Yeah,
right.
Right.
And the fact that we were able to successfully sell the product out of that, like, worst case scenario, I'd come to the realization that the product had some pretty good clout. And over the years, we enhanced that. And now I've got this beautiful 24-foot all aluminum professional race car trailer that's built out to be a mobile experience.
Cool.
And Don and the Pedego team have helped with getting everything wrapped properly, so it's corporate branded. And I show up now, and I don't have to feel like I'm the guy selling it out of a van anymore. I'm the guy that brings the mobile store that everyone's waiting for.
I'm bringing the circus to town. They're back again. Hey, line up. All right. Is that how you got to Petoskey in the upper part of the state, not the upper peninsula, but the upper part of the state on Lake Michigan? That's the big resort area, Traverse Bay, Petoskey, all that kind of stuff. How do you get from Palm Springs to Petoskey? You got a store there too.
Yeah, so the mobile store goes for about 30 to 45 days, and I need about 120 days of my off season to really kind of keep the ball rolling.
Right.
So a customer of mine in La Quinta had come in and bought a few bikes from us, and he's a very well-known businessman. He's been very successful in his career with way bigger businesses than any small little tiny bike shop.
Mm-hmm.
Kindly said, hey, I think you would kill it in Northern Michigan. And I kind of giggled because I was still kind of new at this, and I already had a few fingers, you know, in the pie in different areas. And I thought, I don't know if I really want to jump into something else. And he said, well, I might do it. And I said, you know what? If you decide to do it, call me, and I'd love to help you. And if you have any, you know, questions, good or bad, feel free to let me know.
Sure.
After about 3 calls of me giving him some insight, he calls me at 8 o'clock at night. And I said, hey, what's going on? He says, I'm in London. Now, I played on the European tour, so I know the time differences and whatnot. So it's 4 a.m. in London. And he's calling me to ask me a pedago question at 4 a.m.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
So clearly, he's just as intrigued as all of us that are pedago dealers. And he says, I've got an idea. I'd like to have you to Michigan. I've come to the realization that I might not be the guy that needs to operate this store. You are. And I think if you come up, we'll play some golf. We'll see the area. If you love it, then maybe we can, you know, do a partnership.
Yeah.
And so that's the only store that I have currently that is a partnership with another investor. And he's just a great guy. I don't particularly need his partnership and from a financial perspective anymore. When I first opened it, I did. But he was a very good person. I thought I could be a sponge. I could soak up a lot of his knowledge and help my benefit, you know, the store. And now that's turned in from a 6-month store. And when we first started we open it for 110 days a year.
Wow.
We pick the peak season, as you know, in that area when all the tourists are there and the weather's great. And then we try to get out of there before it starts to rain too hard or we see one little speckle of snow.
In the movie business, they used to say, how does it play in Peoria? How does it play in Petoskey here?
Petoskey does quite well. I would tell people that every store and even new potential dealers, we all live in an area where we have a seasonal location. No matter how long that season is, we all know what that is. It's to my benefit. I worked for 6 months there, and we'd lose money in the first month, and we'd lose money in the last month. So we would condense it, and we now know what our season is. And it took us a few seasons to figure that out, but we have very loyal clientele, people that are excited to have us back. We do quite a few group rides and guided tours and a ton of rentals.
Okay.
So it's one of those things where everybody sees it. And I've also developed that rapport where people know that we're only open for that just over, you know, 100 and some odd days.
These are seasonal communities. I mean, they kind of shut down in the winter and they come alive in the summer. And if you've grown up in those areas like I did, you know that when the summer hits in Michigan, in Minnesota, in Wisconsin, you're out every day, whether you want to be or not, because it's only going to last for a couple months. We got to get outside today here. And when the snow comes and the darkness sets in, or you wish you had spent a couple more days outside. So they're really outside when it's warm.
They're definitely taking advantage of the time that they have. And I found what that time is. And we're fortunate enough to be able to help them with a really cool activity during the very limited amount of time that they actually have.
I love it. All right. And great rides along the lake there and all the other stuff to see. There's resorts. There's fun, lots of fun stuff in a lot of these resort areas. All right, so how do they find you? Your key store is still in La Quinta, LAQUINTA, only because Southern California, and I go out there a lot. Beautiful golf courses, spectacular resorts. You couldn't be in a more prime territory, I would think, for e-bikes. But La Quinta is your main store, and then what? You got one in Palm Springs as well? The other end of the valley?
Yeah, we have one in Petoskey in Michigan as well. And then obviously our mobile store travels through Montana, Idaho, Wyoming, Utah, and Oregon. We've had some requests to come into some other states. Don, of course, as you were aware, had his Hello Fun mobile, the big bus and whatnot. And so I know that they've toyed with the idea of maybe duplicating that concept because it was successful. So I've kind of been in a position where I might have to duplicate that as well because there's so many different states that are requiring.
I think there's got to be a show team and there's got to go around and do shows around the country here because a lot of places that maybe couldn't support a full-time dealer but would still love to ride along. So I think there's an opportunity there.
There's definitely opportunity.
Well, the opportunity for us to talk to you is great. I know you're busy. I know you got a million things to do. How do they find you if they want to catch up and connect? If they have questions, more and more people are calling us saying, this is too cool. How do I ride along? Don't ask me. Call Pedego or talk to one of these guys directly. Or how do they reach you if they want to find out more?
Yeah, so you can find us on Google quite easily. Just Pedego La Quinta, Pedego Petoskey, or Pedego Palm Springs. In regards to like our social media, it's at Pedego LQ or at Pedego PS or Pedego Petoskey for that matter.
Right.
And you'll easily talk to friends and family and neighbors and people that have ridden a Pedego. I'm pretty confident that the world is very small.
Yes.
And I'm going to imagine that somebody knows somebody that's been to my darn store. And, you know, they'll have good things to say about it. We strive to have really good things said about what we do, and I can control the customer service side of it, and that's what I probably thrive on. So they can find us quite easily, Pedego Palm Springs, La Quinta, Petoskey, and we're here to take care of them.
Well, you big smile on your face. I don't see why anybody wouldn't come by and say hi. Hello fun, as they say here. Well, hello to Brian Newman out at La Quinta. I will come by because I inherited a home out in that area that I still rent out, and I kept thinking, gee, I wonder if there's any, now that I'm getting into this, there must be a place to rent a bike or ride when I'm out there. Maybe I'll keep one at the house out there or something. Who knows?
Yeah, now that you're a golfer, and I know that too, maybe we can tee it up. Just make sure you bring your wallet.
Oh, it's one of those kind of days. All right. Well, I can see the competition starting already here. This is not by accident that you've succeeded here. So I look forward to bringing along. And, yeah, we'll have to tee it up and see what happens here. You know, I'm not as old as you think I am here.
That's fine. I'll let you negotiate. How about that?
Okay. All right. We'll start with that. Well, I hope I could negotiate to have you come back because I think you got a lot of wisdom and ideas and enthusiasm for it. And I think we can all learn about the power of the Pedego brand and the power of this e-bike revolution that you're all riding along on here. Thanks so much for joining us here.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be a part of it.
Well, there you have it, folks. One more example, a really cool example of somebody who found it early and has been riding along all the way and has grown in so many ways as he helps others join the e-bike revolution right here in Orange County's only community radio station, octalkradio.net.